The following is a paid presentation. Advice and opinions expressed during the Sunday Sip are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
I am joined on the Sunday Sip by Stephanie Kletz. She is the president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. Stephanie, thank you so much for being with us.
It's nice to be with you, John.
One of my favorite parts of the state. I absolutely love Lake Geneva. And in the spring, as we think about summer, it's super, super special. Hey, can we start with Restaurant Week? Because this is a really cool deal, Stephanie. Tell us about Restaurant Week.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. You love Lake Geneva, and Lake Geneva loves you. So Restaurant Week is coming up April 22nd through the 30th. And we're featuring 30 restaurants. And
wow.
John, since you last visited us, we have 4 new restaurants, and holy cow, it's taken it to the next level.
Yeah,
we have a restaurant called House of Bogini, and this is a real quaint restaurant with European American influences, but it specializes in clean food and scratch made herb and spiced infused dishes.
Wow.
It's all about, oh, it's awesome. It's all about being sourced responsibly. It is charming. It is unique. It is quaint. There's greenery throughout. So House of Bergini is a new one. And I know you love Mexican food.
Oh, yeah,
so
I do.
We have Guac Star. So Guac Star is downtown, and it's got your traditional tacos, burritos, quesadillas. But they do frozen wine drinks, and it's in this super casual kind of place where you get to know the person sitting next to you. So if you want to peace and quiet, this isn't the place for you. But, you know, we really in Lake Geneva had to up our food game many years ago because Milwaukee, Madison, and Chicago have an incredible culinary scene.
Yep.
And so Lake Geneva over the last decade has transformed into having some of the state's best supper clubs, chop houses, seafood, Italian, Japanese, Thai. It's a really impressive culinary scene.
It's amazing to have 30 top-tier restaurants, casual, fancy, every sort of food, 30. That is a big deal.
It is. And we're also doing something. So if you're maybe watching your weight or want to be healthy, we have this thing called Sips and Snacks.
Ooh.
So you can go to a coffee shop and have a little sip and a snack. You can go to this place called High Point Nutrition that does healthy protein shakes and healthy teas. So it's a full gamut. But what's really cool about Restaurant Week is, aside from 9 days of culinary delights, we have what's called the charity check. And thanks to our friends at Tito's, you get to vote. They'll give you a ballot at the end of your meal. You get to vote for your favorite charity in the region. And if you don't know about the charity because you're not from the region, it's okay. It'll have a little bit about each charity. And the winning charity will get $5,000 to use. And then there are 5 runner-ups that each receive $1,000.
Wow. That's cool. That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's wow. How fun. How fun. Giving back. I love that. Stephanie Kletz with us, the president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. Golf is huge in Lake Geneva. Championship courses. How many courses are there in the area?
We have 10 courses on 6 different properties.
Wow.
And I got to tell you, there's some cool things coming up because Destination Geneva National is one of them. And that's along Lake Como, which is just 4 miles from Lake Geneva itself. But
yeah,
they have 54 holes of award-winning golf designed by legends like Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, and Lee Trevino. But what they're doing coming up in June is an event called Beauty and the Beast. So professional golfer John Daly is going to be playing, and I never say her last name right, Paige Spiranek.
Yeah, that's right.
And she's the golf goddess, you know, and just really not too bad to look at for any person. And so
yeah, she's
Beauty
okay.
and the Beast. Yeah. She has millions of followers and there's a reason. I don't quite look the same in my golf attire as Paige, but so
girl, you look good. Don't cheat yourself.
Thank you. But, you know, whether it's an affordable course like Evergreen, which is an Elkhorn, it's rated 4 stars by Golf Digest, and it's really the most affordable in the region. We've got Hawksview Golf Club. That's a public course that is stunning. It's 5-star rated. And they also have this family-friendly par 3 course that was ranked in the top 10 nationally. We have Majestic Oaks at Lake Lawn Resort, which has, you know, deep sand bunkers and 250-plus tree-lined acres. We have, of course, the Grand Geneva Resort. And they're famous for the Brute, which is over 7,000 yards. It's one of the most challenging layouts in the Midwest. And they have the Highlands, which is a Scottish-style course. And then there's Abbey Springs. And they have this incredible view of Lake Geneva. And when I golf there, and I'm awful, I was mesmerized by their luxury golf carts because you can charge up your phone. It's got the GPS. So
that's fun.
If you love to golf, this is the area for you.
Hey, quickly, Majestic Oaks has something cool going on coming up on Cinco de Mayo. What's that about?
You know, it's interesting because it's the first time they're doing it. And I can't say I even understand it, so I'm learning about this event myself. So it's a first time, and it sounds really cool, and I couldn't even really try to explain it.
It's going to be fun. It's Cinco de Mayo. It's going to involve margaritas. I bet you can bet on that. Stephanie Klutz, president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. What's the website, Stephanie, if people want more information?
Just be sure to go to visitlakegeneva.com, and you're going to find all the restaurants, all the golf course, and all the fun spring and summer activities you need.
It is a great website. She's awesome. She's Stephanie Klett. Always good to have you with us. Thank you so much, Stephanie.
Oh, thank you, John.